Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 40 and ending in verse 56. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. On the other side of the lake, the crowds welcomed Jesus because they had been waiting for him. Then a man named Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come home with him. His only daughter, who was about 12 years old, was dying. As Jesus went with him, he was surrounded by the crowds. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it, and Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you." But Jesus said, "Someone deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power go out from me." When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had been immediately healed. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking to her, a messenger arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. He told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But when Jesus heard what had happened, he said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just have faith, and she will be healed." When they arrived at the house, Jesus wouldn't let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the little girl's father and mother. The house was filled with people weeping and wailing, but he said, "Stop the weeping. She isn't dead. She's only asleep." But the crowd laughed at him because they all knew she had died. Then Jesus took her by the hand and said in a loud voice, "My child, get up." And at that moment her life returned, and she immediately stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were overwhelmed, but Jesus insisted that they not tell anyone what had happened. Once again, that was Luke chapter 8 verses 40 through 56 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus took the time to help, listen, and restore people. He took the time to heal Jairus' daughter, bringing her back from the dead. He took the time to do it privately so that she would not be a public spectacle. He took the time to care for Jairus when he was losing hope. Jesus encouraged him and helped him believe. Jesus made time to stop and ask who had touched him, so that he could publicly restore the reputation of an outcast woman. Our world encourages us to be busy. We easily believe the lie that busy people are important people. Jesus was willing to be interrupted to help people. Pay attention to overfilling your schedule. Maintain margin so you can say yes to the holy interruptions the Spirit has planned for you. Guard your times of rest, play, and family. Give yourself to the work of the Lord, building the body of Christ on earth, the church. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How much does God want you to rest? Play? Serve in church? Take the time to reevaluate your schedule with Jesus. Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.